Hello, everybody. Welcome back. It's a balance of power. You have a mission now. You've been tasked to clear out some Imperial scum before they have a chance to strike, potentially at civilian targets. Like, we're talking blowing up hospitals and stuff. This is bad times. So when we fade back in after the break, we see all of you and a handful of your Republic commandos, around a tactical hollow table. Showing Abrogata Race Spaceport. It's a huge, sprawling sort of canal city on the coast, and its predominant purpose is having like shipping coming in and out. And on this planet, prior to say like the last year or so, Abrogata Race was used as a sort of smuggler's haven. It was a good way to get stuff from Outworld, usually illegal stuff, into the core worlds, because it's part of the Rimet trade route. So there's a lot of other planets on this kind of hyperspace lane that mean you can get in and out of the outer worlds quite quickly. It also means that it's a target for corruption, because the new government, while meaning well, may not have a full hand on how the New Republic works yet. So I think y'all have had a little bit of time to check the place out, do any kind of like recon initially if you want to. So if there's any, you want to make any rolls about like planetary information or streetwise or any of that stuff, now would be the time so we can talk about what intelligence you've sort of gathered about Abrogata Ray and about the spaceport.
I would love to make a streetwise roll.
Okay, sure. All right. So what does that look like? What does Tara do? How do you learn about the sort of street side of the spaceport?
So even though I am a respectable soldier trying to make my reputation as good as I can now, that's not always been the case. And there were parts of my life when streets were definitely my main abode, so to speak. So that being said, he has an idea about some stuff to look for. He knows little nuances that may lead to bigger nuances. And basically what he wants to do is, in his path from where he needs to go, he uses that opportunity to take side streets, to take little areas that he thinks he may glean more information from. So he doesn't do anything out of the ordinary, because he knows that if people are looking for anything on him, that would be a tip off. So he just wants to take any chance he can to kind of glean more information about the area.
Okay. And are you actively trying to hide like who you are, or are you walking around in your like New Republic regalia? Like how stealth is this operation right now, right? You have 24 Republic commandos at your service. Do you dress them as Republic commandos? Because this is a Republic planet. You could do that. You could just walk around and like be in power, or you can hide who you are. I'm curious about that angle. And I guess this is a question for everybody. Like, what do you think? Is this a like stealth operation, or are you more being like cops trying to investigate the situation?
Well, we have the 24 soldiers. So if we want to make a presence, we easily can. However, making a presence in a position where we already are the known authority, I don't think would have probably nearly as much of an impact. So for our needs, I don't see any, and I'm kind of talking to you guys now, feel free to jump in. I don't see any need to broadcast that we're with the rebels at this point. We know we are, and the people we work with know we are, but it keeps more options open if we kind of don't show allegiance this early. What do you guys think?
Yeah, Chief, I think, I'm all about guns and glory, but it might be smarter for us to take things a bit slower here.
Let's say I'm not even there.
Okay. Gunners, where are you? By the way, does anyone know where Gunners is?
Just gone. Thankfully, our team has never really been about pomp, so I think that, street clothes is basically a good way to say we're in.
Meanwhile, on Endor, Gunner, what are you doing?
Gunner wakes up from a hangover. Where the fuck am I?
Yeah, you don't want to wake up from a bender surrounded by Ewoks.
What are these talking teddy bears?
So I've got my stormtrooper laminate from before. Can I keep that in my inventory and just say that I'm like not wearing that now, and then just like if I want to use it later I can, or how does that work?
Alternately, if you want to, Zed or whoever, maybe someone who actually succeeds at mechanics roles, could I'm sorry, I know that hurt. That was mean.
I spend the points. I spend my experience points to put money to put like dice into these things, and I don't fucking ever.
You spent all day slaving over a hot character sheet for me.
Oh God.
Okay, so anyway, someone who can make a mechanics roll could like refit the armor, mess around so it doesn't look like stormtrooper armor anymore. If you want,
that's a thing. Oh. That could happen. And then I could just wear it, and people wouldn't be suspicious of me. Like,
yeah, they would. Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can reskin it essentially. So it'd be like changing the way it looks, replacing the helmet, that kind of stuff.
I want to do that.
Can
I?
What's the difficulty on that?
It's fairly like. It's not a hard task, but Stormtrooper armor has got a pretty unique profile. Let's say three.
Now, real slight, quick, some
harder than average.
Something to consider: would a crit fail lose the armor?
It might damage the armor. Destroy it. Yeah, I don't think it wouldn't destroy it necessarily, but it's essentially modding the appearance of the armor.
I'm rolling two yellows and a green versus three purples. So I mean,
you have the mechanical advantage.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're transmogrifying the armor, but there, for some reason, there's a chance you might accidentally disenchant it.
Now, we are talking about Zeke here.
But there's no
way to fail.
There's no crit fail. There's no possibility.
No, you can't. Yeah, you can't despair out on this unless I decided to throw a dark side point at it, but I don't care enough to do that.
So. I was ready to be like, speaking of which.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you accidentally make her look like Darth Vader. Weird.
All of the friendlies shoot her on sight.
Yeah.
All right. I have complete and utter faith in your abilities, so I would love for you to mod my armor so that I can wear it out on the streets and not have people look sideways at me.
Thank you, Sergeant.
Go for it.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Nice. Okay. Yeah, so now you have awesome. Yeah, you have unbranded laminate armor. You can decide how it looks. It's essentially, you're like, yeah, good to go. So you can wear that and not worry about being mistaken for a damaged stormtrooper.
Is it all blue with gold accents?
No, I was going more with a red and black color scheme with Kes.
I like red and black.
Okay, cool. So you're set up with your armor. That's good. Okay, so the plan, I guess, then is to are your troops too, like Tara? Have you given them like civilian uniforms? What's the cover story, I guess, here?
Troops are not deployed yet.
So they're given orders to stay in the facility.
Yes. We have nowhere to deploy them yet. So right now it's just our team.
And I'm going to, as a part of the mission, I would like to like scan shipping records, stuff like that.
Totally.
To see like what's been coming, what's been going, and that kind of shit, to see like if there's something that'll point us in the right direction of who to ask, who to talk to. Like, we've noticed a lot of anomalies in your shipping records. Can you explain these? And if they can't, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, sure. Okay. So we've got a streetwise. Let's do the streetwise test for Tara first, and then we'll do a computers a computers test for
me. Great. How many dice am I up against?
You're just doing like general kind of reconnaissance. So let's just say two.
Great.
Abergatorre is an easy place to make streetwise tests because it's such a, like, the rule of law is new to this planet, and the new government, the Tunde regime, they're brand new and they're still trying to like figure out what the laws are. So there's a lot of like extraneous kind of extra legal stuff going on this
planet. Gotcha.
It's ripe for this kind of test.
All right, two purple, and here we go.
There you go. Nice. Okay, cool. So the success means that you'll get some additional, like, some information that you were looking for. You can ask me some questions about Abergatorre and about the spaceport, that kind of thing, vis-a-vis streetwise. And then the advantage, I'll give you a couple of like rumors that you've heard, and you can go from there with those. So, so for streetwise, what are you predominantly looking for in terms of information? Like, what's the most important thing that Tara wants to learn?
Most importantly, he's looking for anything that could indicate he's basically focusing on the main mission. So anything that could indicate a presence or any lines or connections, things that look like they could be going on behind the veneer of normal society that he's looking at. He's kind of.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I would say that most of what's going on is that, though. Like, it's really easy. There's a lot of like unsavory shit going on. It's just that the black market, most of it is like kind of gray now, where people are like, I don't know if I need a permit to sell this or not. Like, there's this new government that's telling us what to do, but it used to definitely be illegal when the Empire was around, and now I'm not really sure. So everything is mostly like gray markets. There's a lot of like bureaucracy starting to boil up. If you're looking for, like, you can be more specific, I think.
Okay.
Because you find that everywhere.
He's looking for there for in his mind, there's a difference between bartering and two people coming together to make a deal in an unknown situation, and then two people clearly going into a back alley to do some to make something that's already been agreed on. Like, for in his mind, there's a difference between buying and selling and supplying, if that makes sense. So he's looking for more of like that back end potential empire supplying going on. Not a lot of deal making, more of just people coming together to make a trade. In fact, he's looking for people that aren't doing that kind of thing. So the just the kind of direct A to B to C to D kind of thing.
So you're trying to get a handle on the sort of larger organized crime situation. Yes, and
the pathways of goods that are going on behind the veneer of the bargaining.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Okay. So the Tunde regime, the new government, is trying real hard to like make a show of like adopting the Republic's laws. So, you know, you don't find like slavery has been like completely not, it's just not okay anymore. It used to be like kind of like you could buy and sell slaves in certain places in Upper Gadare, but you find that that's just like been eliminated altogether. That's one thing they've like really cracked down on. But like weapons, spice, like illegal ship modifications, like that kind of stuff is still quite present. And there's a handful, I would say like six or seven kind of like organized crime organizations that handle those different things. So yeah, there's no shortage of organized crime in the city. And you get a pretty good idea of like what kind of like crime families or orgs are like responsible for what stuff. But yeah, you get the impression too that like the Tunde regime is trying to crack down on this stuff, and they're either not trying that hard or they're just not good at it yet. You don't see a lot of like cops in the like marketplaces, for example. Stuff is just kind of happening out in the open.
Good to know. Great.
Yeah. And then in terms of like rumors and the hearsay that kind of like comes up, you get two. You pick up two different things. You hear that somebody has been and they're not, you don't get any names, but you hear that like the weapons trade has kind of dried up in the spaceport. Like someone has just bought up all of the available weapons, and like no one can get their hands on a blaster rifle these days. So maybe you hear this in a cantina, like you overhear a couple of like bounty hunters talking, and one of them it's like, yeah, I can't even get ammo packs in this town. Like I'm gonna have to leave. I gotta go out system to buy this stuff. This is crazy. And yeah, and so you find that out. There's this rumor that like somebody or like something. And the implication here, I think, that you pick up from that conversation is that people think that some of these organized crime families are like gearing up for like a gang war or something. Like some, they're buying up all the guns so they can go to war with each other. But that's something. So guns and ammo and stuff are hard to find right now. And then the other rumor is that some like high-ranking New Republic, like recruitment team was on the planet recently, like a month or so ago, and they came to the planet and were like doing interviews with sort of like seemingly random people, and then some guy knows a guy who knows a guy whose like sister like just disappeared after that, and he's pretty sure that she like went with this like Republic. But she like she'd never been in the Republic before. She like was a merchant. She sold rugs or something, and now she's just gone. And like, where did she go? So yeah, so like random disappearance, supposedly connected to the New Republic. There's some Republic recruitment thing that happened, and you don't know. You didn't hear anything about that.
Oh, that was the Republic.
It was the Republic. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, interesting. All right, cool. Okay, interesting.
Yeah. So those are the rumors you pick up. Zed, you wanted to start scoping out the databases and what have you, looking for anomalies? Yeah.
Well, now that I know there's weapons trade has dried up, stuff like that, I'll look for records of weapons changing hands, stuff like that, to see who's on the other end of it, who's on the receiving end of all these weapons and that kind of stuff. If I get a name or whatever. Yeah, absolutely. All that stuff.
Okay, so you have access to, as a member of the New Republic, as an ops team, you have access to all of, obviously, the New Republic's records, so mm-hmm. going back like a year or so. But, you know, a lot of these like smugglers and the sort of gray market operators have their own records that you would have to like slice into to get access. Right. Yep. So that'll determine the difficulty. Do you want to go after just the legit stuff, or do you want to sneak into the back doors of some of these smuggling concerns and look around in their records.
Like always, go in the back door.
Okay. All right. So we almost got there. Difficulty in this case will be, I think difficulty 3 computers test.
Okay.
To do this. You have the right equipment and what have you. So
cool.
Okay. All right. So these smugglers, they're better at hiding their tracks. It looks like, and actually I think what's happening is you're finding dead ends everywhere, where as soon as the Republic started showing up, they started deleting old records and like just clearing up everything that they had. So it's not so much that you can't hack you can't slice into the systems. It's just that they've started shredding their paperwork, so to speak.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's nothing you can find there aside from what you already know.
Okay. What about, like visiting these guys and doing like, coercion or like, something like deception, like deceiving them and saying like, so I heard there's weapons, you know, me being a droid, like I'm here for some on behalf of somebody else. I heard that there's weapons and just going from like, you know, scoundrel to scoundrel to see like if there's any hint as to like, oh, this guy, I heard someone's buying all these weapons. I just need a couple and I'll pay triple the price kind of a thing.
Yeah. 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 So actually going out and doing some legwork. Yeah. 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 That's a thing that you could do. You may not want to do it alone, especially as a droid. Okay. But like Talra, you have some connections now. You have some idea of where to start if you wanted to do that. If you want to take the team out and like pretend you were looking to buy weapons, whatever your angle is on that, it's totally up to you. So I guess that's the question that's before us, right? I guess before we get to that, so Kes, was there any like stuff that you wanted to do or any roles you want to make about the planet or things that your character might know or have pursued before you arrived? Because you had some time before you were dropped off on the planet.
Well, my question is, our mission was to figure out the smuggling, the smuggling and then to stop it, but the smuggling has stopped. The weapons trading has dried up. What is that accomplished? We're done?
So your average, is the thing, your average person, your average like bounty hunter or pirate or whatever can't get their hands on weapons for some reason. Okay. But the intelligence that you got from Agent Primark is that there's some record in there. Someone is being paid to smuggle weapons, not just blasters, but like explosives and thermal detonators, that kind of stuff. Someone is paying, there's a transactionary record that the Empire is paying someone to bring that stuff onto Abragat Array and put it in the hands of a D-Stab unit that's already on the planet. It's your job to follow that trail, find the D-Stab unit and stop them from whatever it is that they're planning to do to the spaceport.
So it's actually like the really bad people are still able to get weapons, but the general public is not able to get weapons.
Okay. Yeah, the average person is like, well, I can't even buy like a gray market used blaster pistol anymore. But you know, because of this intelligence, that like the Empire is definitely smuggling like high powered weapons onto the planet.
Okay, cool. Let's see. Can I do, let's see, some kind of like, I don't know what the role would be to see if I have any of my like contacts or anything on this planet that I know, any of my old adventuring smuggling buddies who might live here and know anything about what's going on?
Yeah. I mean, if you want to just have like a contact on the planet already, you can spend a destiny point and we can make somebody up together.
Okay. Do I want to spend a destiny point or can I like roll something?
So the role would be like finding a stranger, basically. You'd go out and just like try to find someone that you'd know how to interact with. If you spend a destiny point, we could make a person. They're going to be neutral to you to begin with, but we can determine how you have that relationship. And you can be like, oh, I know somebody on Abragat Array, right? It's the Lando situation. You spend a destiny point to make a Lando, and then we go and find it. But depending on how that role goes, Lando might not be.
I don't want to spend a destiny point, but can we? So how about Kestrel is, I'm hanging out at like a cantina and okay. Sitting at the bar. Zed is off doing repairs, something, so I'm just having a drink while everything gets settled while we're first arriving at this planet. Okay. And do a roll to see if I can make friends with someone at the bar.
Roll to make friends, the story of my life.
I'm gonna fail this roll.
It's a difficult roll, Co. It's a very difficult roll.
I wish it was that straightforward.
Yeah. Just walk into a room, roll a bunch of dice, be like, oh, make a new friend tonight.
Making friends.
Yeah. Should just do that. Just go the next time you meet someone for the first time, just roll a d20 on the table, look at it, and then either smile at them or shake your head and walk away.
I don't know if that's better or worse than astrology. Like, I'm sorry.
Like, I rolled a 6. This friendship's going to be terrible. Okay, so you're at the one of the, like, kind of this place is covered in cantinas. So you find one called the Loboy Cantina, and it seems like a pretty, like, decent sized place. Lots of people coming and going, and somewhere you could maybe make a contact. So I think the role for this,
say Loboy,
Loboy, B-U-E. Let's see. You're not looking a merchant. It's just not streetwise. Yeah, I think it might just be charm. Yeah, just making a friend. Cool. So what? Let's talk about what this kind of person might be like. Are you want to make a contact in the sort of, like, gray market, like a smuggler or a merchant, or what kind of person are you? What's your intent? What are you looking for?
Yeah, I would say if we're trying to find out what's going on with the smuggling, someone who has experience in that area would be the best.
Okay. Cool. Sounds good. Let's have you make a, you're just looking for, like, an experienced smuggler in a town known for smugglers, and you want to make sure they're friendly to you. Let's have you make a difficulty 2 charm test.
Okay. I don't have any blue dye, so just the 2 purple.
Yeah.
All right. Charm. Here we go. Make it friends. What?
Did you roll to friend?
No.
No, you did not roll to friend. So
it's too real, man. Shut up.
Yeah, so here comes the snarky robot. What are you gonna say? Shitty robot.
Whatever. My way through friendship.
Yeah. Just get turned down. You get to that point in the conversation, and you're like, oh, can I buy you a drink? And they're just like,
Sergeant, perhaps from now on I should interface instead of you.
Look, it freaks people out when you say interface, Zed. So I don't know if you have any better luck than I do.
Hello, human. Would you like to interface? Please interface with me.
When your droid is telling you need social interaction help.
Oh. That's like Clippy popping up and being like, I see you're trying to make a friend.
Do you need help making friends? I noticed you're talking to someone. Do you need assistance in what to say?
I have plenty of value without friends. Okay. I don't need
jokes. Okay. So what's cool, though, is you can spend that. I'm gonna say you spend that. You can use that advantage. You don't do anything. Like, the cantina, there's just no good leads. Like, people are mostly just looking to either get drunk or do business. But with the advantage, you gain the attention of someone else. Like, someone notices you, like, is listening in on your conversations or whatever in some beneficial way.
Making a scene at the cantina and someone notices.
Yeah. So what kinds of conversations are you having? Like, what is this person, whoever it ends up being, what do they notice? What do they think about you? What's the impression that they get from eavesdropping, basically from spying on you?
Trying not to reveal, cause we're
I'll
in
right like, keep going.
Okay.
Trying not to reveal that we are, like, the rebellion, right? Cause we're still, like, kind of stealthily.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so maybe I'm talking to someone who apparently is not having any of my conversation, and I guess they might not be. Maybe I was talking to the wrong person. Like, the person I was talking to wasn't actually a smuggler, or they just didn't want to do business with me. And the other person who is overhearing the conversation is feeling like, I don't know, I don't want them to, like, know that I'm part of the rebellion, I guess.
Sure. So yeah. Like, I mean, you don't, and that's easy enough to hide, I think, for now.
Right.
You have a repurposed Death Star droid with you. So that kind of adds to your image.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I think at some point, like, you've been there for maybe a few hours. You're getting frustrated. And so you're sitting using your table in the cantina, and you know, people are filing in and out, and somebody comes up to your table. You're approached by a Mon Calamari. These are like what Admiral Akbar is.
Love calamari.
Yeah. Cool. So you deep fry and eat them. Okay, good. That's horrifying. Yeah. So Mon Calamari, it's impossible to tell whether it's a male or female because they're fish people. But yeah, they approach. They're wearing kind of regular clothes. Like they're wearing like some kind of like wrap and just like trousers. And they come up to the table and they like look at you, and I guess Zed, are you there? Are you with Kestrel? Yes.
I'm sorry, what now?
Oh, I just want to know if you were there.
Oh yes. No, and I was actually going to say like she's was denied, like didn't get what she wanted out of the first guy. And then I was going to like say like I see this Mon Calamari come up and I'd get the sergeant's attention.
Sergeant? Someone appears to require a word with you.
Okay. So I just turn and face this calamari man or woman, I guess.
Yeah, the Mon Cal looks down at you and says, rough day.
Well, I'm having a drink, so not too shabby. How's your day going?
They gesture to the bench next to you, like, you mind if I sit?
Oh, please.
So they sit down next to you and extend a finny hand to you.
Shake his hand.
Shake it wetly. Yeah. So he says, my name is Tek Shakla. I'm a purveyor of goods here in the spaceport. It sounds like you're looking for someone to move cargo for you. Not having a lot of luck today, I think. And he like looks around the cantina, kind of at some of the people that you've been talking to.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tech, can I call you Tech? Is that fine? I don't know if I can pronounce the rest of your wonderful name.
Yeah, he nods, his little fishy whiskers kind of like waving.
Tech, my name.
They just look like big catfish.
Yeah, they do. My name's Kes, and it's a pleasure to meet you. I was trying to find someone to perhaps talk about moving items to and from the planet, but it seems like no one has a lot of information, though you seem to be in the arena of knowing what you're talking about, so tell me more about yourself.
Yeah, he nods again, and I was going to say he smiles, but you can't tell because he looks like a salmon. So he nods, and he says... yes, I've been working in the Abrogado Ray spaceport my whole life, nearly since I was just a like gestures like a little minnow. Yeah, exactly.
Mon minnow.
And things are changing here. That's why I think you're running into trouble. He, like looks around. These people, they're short-sighted. They only see things the old way, but now the Republic's here and there's money to be made, especially money in moving goods. Especially goods people may not be able to get soon enough. What is it that you'd like to have moved on the planet? Off planet? Tell me more about your business.
While he's saying this, I want to read his expressions and stuff like that and calculate like his facial tics if I can. I know it's going to be tough because he's a calamari.
The thing is though, yeah, like you,
it's tone just of voice.
That, yeah, it's just that you may not have had a lot of interaction. Like they have an expressive face. You just don't know necessarily what the expressions are if you haven't interacted with them before. But you're a droid. You're familiar with over 7 million forms of communication.
Right.
Yeah, totally. Let's have you make some kind of a roll.
Perception.
Probably perception. Yeah, notice a subtle clue, that kind of thing. Yeah. And make a perception roll. I think this person's being like pretty open. I'm gonna say just difficulty one purple.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perception. There we go. Difficulty one, and I'll fail it, but it's all right.
You got this.
Here we go.
Yeah, wow. Blown out of the water.
Fuck.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. So yeah, the Mon Cal has a bit of a like predatory air to him, right? Like he sees someone in need of help and that might make him some money. and he's sort of swooped in, especially like at having watched Cass strike out with a bunch of other like smugglers and stuff. Like, oh, here's someone who hopefully has money and that I can get that money from them. Okay. Yeah, he's got the oily air of a businessman who doesn't have your best interests in mind, but he also he's not lying about what he's saying. Like he's got some experience.
Sure.
Yeah. So you're able to kind of keep an eye on him while he's talking to Cass. So yeah, he asks you, what kind of goods you want to move on and off the world?
Okay. Cause like, we're not actually trying to move stuff, but
no,
we want to find out about, the weapons stuff. So
I'll
disclose that to him. We're looking to perhaps move some, weaponry around, if you know anything about that or know where I might go to talk to someone about that.
He nods, and I think he looks. Are you armed? Like, do you have a weapon on you?
On me, yeah, but not like.
Yeah, yeah. He looks pointedly, like at your armor and at your weapons, and you can see him.
Like, obvious, like shit.
Yeah, you can see him make an assumption about you and your business. Like, you see him be like, "Oh, okay, I'm like." He's profiling you. He's like, "Oh, you're probably like a bounty hunter, or a mercenary, or something, maybe an assassin." Like, so yeah, he says. He says the arms market has been somewhat dry of late. That's an uncomfortable thing. There's always money in it. I do so hate a dry market. Just a little Mon Calamari humor there for you.
God, it is great.
And he says, I think that it's the result of some very aggressive purchasing. So if you have weapons you'd like to smuggle onto the planet, all you need is a partner who knows the market. And look no further, my friend. And like points to himself and he says, tech can help you out. So what do you have? Thermal detonators? Disruptor pistols? What sort of merchandise are you looking to sell?
All of that and more. That's a lie, right? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you could totally lie to him. That's totally cool. Let's see if you can deceive this guy. So let's talk about the whole deception. So the point of the deception here is that you are you're trying to say that you're like an arms dealer, like you've got web or like what do you want to tell your story? Make up the lie. You tell it to me, and I'll tell you what to roll.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I would go with arms dealer, I think, so that he feels like we're in serious business. We're well-known among the Outer Rim.
Now before you make this roll, how's your deception?
It's great, I mean. Not, can I deceive you?
No, it'd be better if I knew, because I have a rank in it, so I have a yellow and a green.
Okay, so I will let my companion bot Zed give you the full rundown on our
tell him inventory bot.
Yeah, we'll have him give him the like spiel and see if it is better.
Okay, we are well versed in the trading and modification of many different types of weapons, armor, and sundries when it comes to combat, both planetary and local. If you would like to see our stock or inventory, I can give you a basic list, or I can upload it to a data pad should you request it.
Cool. All right. he was with you right up until the modification part, and then he looks at your guy and he's like, bullshit.
Fuck you!
That fucking thing's on backwards. You don't know anything about modifying.
It's got like a broken off piece of the mod he tried to install.
I might also have used the word sundries wrong. I'm not sure.
Literally super good. No, you used it correctly.
And it means.
Yeah, sundries. It just means like a bunch of miscellaneous shit. It's et cetera.
Yeah.
Items various not important items, enough.
Yeah, various items not important enough to be mentioned individually. Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't wrong. I was good.
Yeah, like when we talk about the cast of the show, and I'm like, it's got Ko and Caitlin and Anne and Sundry.
Yeah.
So cool. You can make your deception roll. I think this guy is like pretty eager. He's excited about new blood, right? He's like, oh, cool, guns. And nobody has a line on guns in this town. And maybe you look like a couple of Outer Rim arms dealers. So I'll give you a boost die. So make a deception roll. You can take a boost die from his willingness and a boost die from Kes. So starting the story off. And then difficulty is going to be three purple.
Okay, three purple and two boost?
Or yeah, three purple, two boost, and then make a deception roll.
Okay, sounds good. Also, like while I was explaining that, I'm compiling a fake list of shit. Like,
oh yeah, you can run multiple processes. And actually, before you roll, I'm gonna use a destiny point. So put one upgrade on the difficulty.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. So. Yes. All right. Here we go. Deception. Bingo.
Whoa.
Successes, but a lot of disadvantage.
So much disadvantage. Okay. So he does believe you. He believes your story. Let me take a look at what disadvantage on a deception roll. Massive pile of disadvantage.
Five.
On
deception. Jesus.
Give away a portion of the lie, making the target suspicious. Okay. Mm. All right. So... I think here's the thing, because you got your success, he does buy the story. He believes that you're Outer Rim arms dealers. You're here to sell weapons, but it's going to be a very complicated. Success because something about the story he's like filing away in his brain for later. It's gonna come back and bite you. So he listens and he's like happily like, you know, nodding away and is excited to see the list of your inventory. I assume that's part of the deception roll. What do you tell him you have? Like, how big is the scale? Is it like 10 crates or is it like, you know, 10,000 blaster rifles? Like, are you looking to arm, you know, an individual or an army here?
No, what my thinking is that we come across like, battlegrounds, like we're like battleground
graveyard. Oh, you're like scavengers. Yeah,
like battlegrounds of fallen soldiers. We pick up all the weapons, like I fix them where need be, but like sometimes there's like decimation where I can just grab like a whole bunch of the same kind of gun,
like, right?
Yeah
I wasn't thinking that we were like arming an entire war party or anything, but just like more militia style, like small case-by-case basis.
Hmm. Yeah. And I think he mentions the rumor too, where you're like talking about this, and he says tensions have been brewing amidst some of the businessmen here on Abrogado Ray. I think that we can find a buyer for your weapons without too much trouble. And he's like, you know, steepling his fingers. You can see the credits like rolling in his big fishy eyes. And he says. He says, so where are these weapons stored? Is it in a secure facility? I would so love to see them for myself.
Well, you know, we just landed recently, and they're over by the port, but they're not quite ready for a showing.
Yeah, and I think he nods and he says, good. So warehousing is our first concern. I own several warehouses. I think I can find one where we can discreetly store these objects. Where is your ship? I would love to come with you and take a look.
I don't know. What?
Then you're the worst, Adam.
No. He really, really believes you, and he's super excited to see all these blasters you have.
Right, yeah. I mean, I still just, I don't want him to, like, because we don't really actually have anything, so.
Right, yeah.
That's what I was trying to say, like, it's not ready. We don't have the crates unpacked yet. Everything is still in storage on the ship, so we can't, you know, it's all underneath in the hold and inside of the various hiding compartments on our ship, so. We don't have it out.
So
we can get it out, you know, later.
This guy's a mover, not a buyer, right?
Yeah. He's like the middleman, right? Like he's trying to decide right now whether to like make an offer. He wants to see them so he could be like, I will give you like, you know, 30,000 credits for these right now. And then he'll go and flip them for like 200,000, or whether it be.
Oh, so he takes him off our hands. He doesn't introduce us to the guy.
Well, or like he hasn't decided yet. He could do both. Okay. He's just interested in seeing the merchandise. Cause if it's crap, he'll like, okay, fine. Like you pay me a fee. That'll be more than I would get if I bought them from you and tried to sell them. But if they're really nice, he'll try to undercut you and buy them and sell them to somebody else. He's trying to play you basically. He's trying to figure out how to get the most credits out of you right now.
Right. I mean, I just wanted him for more like information on the actual planet, like what the smuggling looks like on the planet, since we're trying to find a line on how people are getting stuff into the planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, can I maybe ask him then? So I look at Tech and I say, well, you know, since we're going to be working together, I would love to know more about your process and how you manage your arms dealing here on, what's it, Abrogato?
Mm. Yeah, Abrogato Ray. The whole system is Abrogato. Ray is one of the planets. There's several other planets that are Abrogato, something else, but they don't matter.
Also, the city doesn't have a name? Just curious.
The city is just called the Abrogato Ray Spaceport.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So when you mentioned like arms dealing, he kind of like puts his hands out and he's like, I assure you, I am a legitimate businessman. And he like looks around, he leans in all conspiratorially. He's like, you never know when the New Republic might be listening. Huh. Bless them. They have good intentions, but they're bad for profit. Mm-hmm. Now say what you will about the Empire. They knew when to look the other way. These Republicans, we're not here to talk politics. We're here to talk business. I would be happy to show you a tour of my facilities, if you like, if it would help ease the transition into our partnership. You have any other business associates you'd like to bring along? I can schedule a time. I get my assistant in contact with you, if you like. I'm looking very much forward to helping you grow this opportunity here in the spaceport.
Tech, I'm looking forward to working with you. I would love to schedule an appointment to tour your facilities.
So yeah, he nods and he takes out his data pad and he looks through his like schedule and you actually watch him like he's got some kind of like appointment with his wife and he just deletes it and he's like, oh look, I have something available just tomorrow morning. Why don't we meet then? I'll transfer your droid the information, the address and what have you. And not to worry. This is a completely legitimate business. No need to fret about the Republic finding out. We'll talk about the other stuff later. And he gives you like a big fishy wink. his eye is like this big. Yeah. So like,
yeah. It makes that squishy sound like.
Yeah. So he's happy to like set up an appointment at his warehouse to like tour his storage facilities and further woo you into a position where he can get his hooks in you.
And yeah, because I'd like to bring Tara, and I don't if Gunner ever decides to show up, then I think it's good to have more eyes, you know, examining what's going on.
And Sergeant, don't forget we have Rebel Commandos at our disposal as well.
True. Thank you.
I can backtrack now to explain my absence if we have time.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the end of that conversation, right? Where like the guy like, you know, she shakes your hand and
slap his hand again.
Yeah, gives you a little high five, and then he's done. So yeah, I think we fade out on that. And do we want to find out what Gunner's been up to?
Yeah, so maybe going back 12 hours or so.
Meanwhile, yesterday.
This morning, actually. I mean, I don't know when this conversation's going on. Maybe it's like 5 hours ago. Depends on how go-get-em you were to get into that bar. I can't imagine people drinking at like 11 a.m.
It's a spaceport, so people coming in have all kinds of like schedules.
Oh,
you can
drink
anytime you want.
Remember, there's no day or night, so it's always happy hour.
That's right. Exactly.
Really? On this planet, there isn't?
On the planet you were on, I think it was the joke that Ko was making there. But yes, there is. There's definitely a day.
Oh, the planet I'm on. No, okay. So yeah. So Gunner wakes up to a shroud of darkness and he's just covered in sweat. You know, sweat's pouring everywhere. He's on a very small bed, very narrow. And that's drenched with sweat too. And so it's dark all around me. But then I see this flicker, and then instantly I'm brought back to the dreams that I was having, and there's just lightning and there's rain everywhere. And it's very reminiscent of the battle that we had against the Dark Trooper. Mm. I was knocked down. I felt like I was at my breaking point. And so I start to get up, you know, I start to try and find my bearings and figure out where I am. And then I feel it again. I feel this pulsing sensation in my head, and it's not as strong as I felt it before. It's very light. It's distant. I didn't even notice that first. I had to kind of focus on it. But this time it's different. It's drawing me towards something. And so I get up, I open the door. I see that I'm in the spaceport. There's no one really around though. And I just start following it. I take out my comms. I leave it behind me. I try and get down to the planet and yeah, just see where it takes me.
Cool. Yeah. So you've been having some like, I don't know, maybe Gunnar would think of them this way. Do you just think of them as like bad dreams, or do you acknowledge that they're like strange visions you're having?
Well, these are the bad dreams that Gunnar has. They're about battles. He can't tell if they're about him and people that he used to know. Sometimes it seems like they're about children, about him fighting maybe on land. But these visions now, they're more to do with the visions that he had when he was struck down by the Dark Trooper, just like lightning and rain everywhere.
Cool. Cool. I dig it. Nice. Okay. So, so are you, on Abrogato Ray, are you like mostly keeping to yourself, or like where, cause you can imagine you all have like, it's not just one like house you're staying in. It's sort of a little like a villa or something. So there's like several buildings that have been taken over for New Republic use, and you've been put there. So you can have some like isolation if you want, or are you like among the troops too?
Maybe in the barracks. I'm in a really small cot that can barely fit a bed. There's nothing on the walls. I don't have any belongings other than my weapons, my armor.
Okay.
My poncho.
Of course, you can't forget your poncho. okay, so you're there, I guess, when we find you. Do you have any stuff that like, is Gunnar gonna do any recon or anything on the planet, or are you waiting for orders from Talra?
He's gonna get down on the planet and like just follow the feeling that he's getting.
Okay. Cool. All right. So I guess while the others are on their mission, you're kind of like, maybe we get shots of Gunnar looking kind of lost, right? Like you're in this spaceport. There's all these people around, but you're following a different path. You're trying to figure out kind of like what all of this stuff means in your head. Do you go anywhere in particular, or are you just letting your intuition guide you?
No, I'm just letting it guide me. I mean, okay.
Well, let's make a roll. Let's find out where you end up. So we get kind of a montage of the like city streets as you wander them. I think in this case, just kind of letting the universe guide you. Let's have you roll a maybe vigilance. Yeah, let's have you roll vigilance. Roll a difficulty 2 vigilance test. Okay, so you get 2 advantage and 2 threat, no success, no failures. So I think that Gunnar, you are as lost as you started. You spend all this time like trying to like kind of follow this sensation, and you just get turned around, and it feels almost like Abrogato Ray is like you're still in a dream. You keep anticipating waking up, but it never happens. So you're still kind of in this haze, not sure you know where you're being led, if anywhere, but you definitely feel like confused and sort of the chaos of your mind is yet to be stilled.
Yeah, that's fine. I kind of expected that. Maybe at certain times I don't start pounding my head against the wall, but you know, I like rip at my hair. I just really don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, totally. We get a scene of you just like exhibiting that frustration, and maybe like a woman and her kid like kind of like shy away from you on the street. They're like, oh, what? Random person getting all upset. And yeah, and so we just see a lot of like turmoil for Gunnar. Something's going on.
I want one of those scenes where like it goes all quiet and then you hear, like, you see someone yell out but you don't hear anything.
Yeah, totally. You scare some birds off of a post, but they're space birds. They have like two heads or whatever. Cool. Okay. So I think that we reconvene then after Kes and Zed have like made this contact, and you're all back at the New Republic like facility. And I assume like Kes, you would want to tell Talra and them about what's happening.
Yeah, I relay all the information that we got from Tech, and we've got a appointment tomorrow morning if you want to go and check out these facilities, or I can go with Zed and take a couple of our minions along.
Well, if we brought the minions with us, wouldn't he at that point know that we're Republic and he doesn't like that?
We could just bring a couple for like safety.
Yeah, you can, and you can gear them up too. Like, they have their Republic Commando like uniforms, but they also have like, they're equipped for planetary like stealth ops. They don't, they have like regular clothes.
Oh, cool.
Like civilian clothes.
Yeah.
What's the Calamari's name?
Yeah, his name is Tech. Yep.
Just Tech?
Yeah, T-E-K. Yeah. Tech Shekla, I think was his name, something like that. But Tech is sufficient. Okay, cool. So you want to, if you want to, you can dress up the commandos in, like a couple of the commandos in like regular gear, and have them accompany you. That's totally fine.
What we could do, if you guys are up for it, is you could take a few with you dressed down, and that way it would be like your bodyguards, you know, standard security, deal would expect that. However, me and Gunner, since we are not part of that group, we could be nearby with more soldiers just in case anything goes south and kind of be listening in on comms while you guys are doing your thing.
Sure. Yeah, I would say we could just take two with us.
And me and civilian clothes. We could take like, I'll bring like six with me just in case something goes south and hang out nearby, but not close enough to arouse suspicion.
Right. And they're all in civilian clothes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. All of us will be in civilian clothes.
Except me, I'm in my modified armor. Thanks,
cool, Ed. Badass armor.
Commander, what is the strategy for dealing with this Calamari arms dealer? Are we going to threaten him? Are we going to go along with the story as long as possible? Because with the assets we have at our disposal, we could gain access to his warehouse and then convince him to let us know where the other party is.
Quick question, Zed. I'm commander or Kestrel's commander?
Yeah, you're commander. She's sergeant. You're the strategy.
Okay, great.
I'm asking you.
So in that case, I would say at this point, we need to follow it up the chain as far as we can. He may be a middleman and he may not be our end target, so we may not want to jump the gun. But if it seems to be going south for any reason and we may be losing our lead, then at that point, we'll most likely want to engage.
Affirmative.
Cool.
Okay. All right. So you've got a plan in mind, and you have like the rest of the night. If there's any details, like you just get everybody suited up, get ready. And I guess the only question I have before we go to our break, because we can do the meeting after that. Do you do any reconnaissance on the area first? Do you like send somebody out to check out the neighborhood before you go to the mission tomorrow?
Gunner is kind of our scout. If we were going to, I'd say, do you want to check it out, Gunner? Are you feeling up to that?
Yeah, I'd say that after I wander around aimlessly, I just like, I get this feeling that I need to return back to my room. And as I'm walking back in the room, like, I hear Talra on comms. And so I'd say, right, going down now, Commander.
Okay, so you're gonna go scope that out?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
How are we gonna scope out the place if we don't know where it is?
Oh, you have an address.
He gave us the info.
Right.
Yeah,
you got the address. So yeah, it's easy enough to find. that would be how. That's how we have this system, numbers and names that let us know.
There was a lot of chatter in my brain today.
You're going looking for the sector in your hard drive that tells you how to find buildings. Like, nope, bad sector. Got a defrag. Hang on.
Totally forgot that he gave me the address. He's like, I will upload it to your droid. Right. Got it.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, let's grab a break here. We've got two more hours to go after this. More balance of power when we return.